I do want to get into the book, Perfecting Your Pitch. But first, Ron, you are involved in the NFL now. You are involved in the NBA. You have long, or I don't want to say long, but at least for the last few years, been listed as a member of the Baltimore Ravens in their press guide. What do you do with the Ravens? I know senior
very
advisor.
Little.
Let me tell you.
The Ravens have such a tremendous organization, from Ozzie to Dick Cass, that there's really a very limited role for me. And I have the right title. It's special advisor to the owner, meaning, you know, when Steve Bisciotti wants to talk about something, and he's an amazing owner because he knows he's got one of the great front offices. He knows he's got one of the great presidents in the game. So we're not really second-guessing them. We're just talking about other issues that relate most directly to him. And I guess my primary job is to sit next to Steve at games. When games go well, that's fun. When games don't go well, that man feels such passion for his team in this community that I can feel his pain. I can tell you that.
And how does someone like him, if you listen to this show over the last few weeks, and the Ravens are 4-6, one would think by just those who call and write that the sky is falling, and we try and be a little bit above the fray here because we want to put sports in its proper perspective, but all in all, you take a step back and you say, you can't even argue that the Ravens aren't not only one of the best franchises in the National Football League, but how about sports in general?
Well, there's no question. The thing that makes them one of the best is that the owner lets those who are the professionals on the sports side run that team. He gives them advice. He's a great advisor. He gives them a budget. I mean, that's his job. He owns the team. But the bottom line is, from top to bottom, they are as classy an organization as there is. And, Brett, I do have to tell you this about Steve, because you're talking about when the team isn't doing well. I'll never forget a year ago, before the Super Bowl season, he spoke at a conference I had, and he looked out at the audience and he said, you know, the one thing I want in life is to bring the Lombardi Trophy back to Baltimore. He loves Baltimore so much. He loves Baltimore football so much that's what it's all about to him. But he's also a man who does have perspective, and when things don't go well, he knows they will go well again. So it's not the end of the world, but it certainly is a painful Monday when the team doesn't win.
Yeah, he's not waking up when things don't go well on a given day and saying, let's fire the coach and fire the GM when they have a proven track record. And we've seen throughout sports that mentality does not work for long-term success.
He has such respect for his coach and his general manager that he knows that ultimately the turnaround comes.
And even when the Ravens are bad, let's put things into perspective. They're not Jacksonville bad. They're not Tampa Bay bad. Their worst is losing by a few points here and there.
They're less than a touchdown a game bad, right. You know? That's not bad.
All right, you're working the NBA. This is fascinating to me. I heard this a year or two ago, doing work with the Spurs and now also the Oklahoma City Thunder.
How blessed I am to be with two of the great franchises of the NBA. I got a call one day from Danny Ferry. We all remember him. He was an assistant GM at the Spurs, and he said, you know, we can't sign players despite the salary cap at the cap limit. We're a small market team. We've got to negotiate smart. Will you come in and teach us negotiations? So I did some training of the Spurs front office, and their general manager, R.C. Buford, looked at me and said, would you advise us? I represent no players in those leagues, so I can do it. And I became the deal coach, along with our organization at the Shapiro Negotiations Institute. And what fun I have. What a ride it's been. I ended up with a ring from the Spurs after the 2007 NBA championship. Then I get on board at the Thunder. It's one of the young guys who left the Spurs and became the GM of the Thunder. And that's beginning to repeat itself. So I'm not negotiating their deals. I'm coaching them in their negotiations. And on the business side, coaching them in their sales negotiations. It's been a tremendous ride. Now we're doing the Magic and the Hawks as well.
It's funny, Jay and I talk about this a lot, that the NBA theoretically should be the easiest sport to get average to good to great at compared to the other ones. You only need a few good players. There is a cap, and they have a fair lottery draft system where, you know, if you're bad, you're going to be picking the top, and there's no really ambiguity. There's no minor league system in baseball, picking out a high school baseball kid. It's much more self-evident who is good or going to be good or great and who's going to be a superstar, but yet the same teams seem to be at the bottom, and they are still the small market clubs, which it's hard to fathom, but players don't necessarily want to go to Oklahoma City or San Antonio.
But they stay at Oklahoma City.
But they stay.
And I mean, think of what we accomplished in San Antonio, keeping a Parker, keeping Duncan, keeping Ginobili, and building teams that have lasted all these years, and here they are out of the box at 9-1 again. So, but think about this in basketball. There are teams like the Knicks and the Wizards who should be able to do much better.
They don't. Trendy cities?
They miss something. They miss the human element. It's not just talent. And boy, do the Spurs and Thunder work that human element as well as the skill element.
Fascinating stuff. Ron Shapiro's with us. We'll come back. We'll talk about his book, Perfecting Your Pitch, about many of the other topics we've hit on already tonight here on Sportsline.